In January, YKHC stated that three criteria would have to be met before it would recommend a return to in-person school. First, YKHC said that COVID-19 cases in the YK Delta would have to drop to below 25 cases per week. Second, less than 3% of coronavirus tests would have to come back positive. And third, any cases within a community had to be linked back to travel. On February 5th, LKSD Superintendent Kimberly Hankins wrote that the district would follow YKHC's guidelines for reopening schools. In Monday's work session, LKSD board member Hugh Diment asked how YKHC came up with the numbers for their guidelines and got an answer. YKHC's Environmental Health Director Brian Leffert said the 25 cases per week number came from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He said any more than 25 cases per week would put the region into the highest category of risk for COVID-19 transmission in schools, according to the CDC.
We didn't go with the lower one or the moderate one. We were saying we just don't want to be in the very highest risk category.
On the other hand, the CDC says having a lower than 3% test positivity rate would indicate the region is in the lowest category of risk for transmission in schools. YKHC Chief of Staff Dr. Ellen Hodges said test positivity rates will be lowered if more people get tested. And she said YKHC is working on an ambitious plan to achieve that goal.
To test every person in a village twice a week until the end of the pandemic.
She said YKHC would especially target students and teachers at schools for routine testing. Routine testing would also detect cases and allow them to isolate earlier, bringing the total number of cases down. Both the case count and the test positivity rate for the region have decreased since their peak, but are still several times higher than the threshold set by YKHC for reopening schools. Hodges said the most effective way to meet YKHC's guidelines to reopen school will be for more people to get vaccinated. Hodges reported 28% of the YK Delta's population and 36% of Bethel's had been vaccinated. And since only people age 16 and older can receive the vaccine, she said that means almost 60% of the eligible population has already been vaccinated. But she said the number of people getting vaccinated would likely slow down.
The people who are eager to get vaccinated and waiting for it and desperate, you know, people with chronic health conditions or frail relatives, you know, that sort of group has already kind of come in and gotten vaccinated. Yep. And so we're sort of moving into the second phase where we're trying to lure people in to be vaccinated and encourage them about the safety and the efficacy of the vaccine.
LKSD board member Diment echoed a question asked in a previous board meeting. If everyone has had the opportunity to get the vaccine, can schools reopen under the assumption that people who have not gotten the vaccine are accepting the risks? Health officials answered no. Hodges said that for one, that approach could still overwhelm the healthcare system, which is fragile in rural Alaska. Plus, she said the vaccine is only 95% effective, meaning 1 in 20 people could still be infected. And Dr. Liz Olson from the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services said it is unknown how effective the vaccines will be against variants of the coronavirus. Hodges also headed off an idea that she has heard that would allow parents to sign a waiver to allow their students to go to school, accepting the risks that entails.
The problem, of course, would be that it wouldn't just affect that person's family. It could affect their kids, friends, grandparents. You know what I'm saying?
With COVID-19 numbers declining, though, LKSD is putting together a working group to develop a phased re-entry plan to reopen schools. Hodges said she supports reopening schools to special ed students, younger children, and high school seniors first. The working group is planning to present a draft of its phased re-entry plan at the March board meeting. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kemp.